Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Almighty God, we thank you today. We bless and exalt your name for another privilege you are giving to each and every one of us to listen to your word. May your name be praised and glorified in the name of Jesus, amen. Christ. Lord, as your word go forth, may your word have free course and be glorified in every life in Jesus' name. Amen. Holy Spirit of God, come and have your way. Do what only your name can do in Jesus' precious name. We have prayed.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Monty Move Arena is brought to you by Chigozie Nwekeze Christian Foundation, for short, CNE Christian Foundation, as part of our youth and children outreach program. We at CNE Christian Foundation exist to foster God's love, righteous living, and prosperity in Jesus' name, in accordance to Proverbs 21, verses 21. Please feel free to reach out to us for counseling and partnership under the following numbers: 090-62-71-5171, 090-62-71-5171, or 080-32-08-1173, 080-32-08-1173. I am Evangelist Moloku Patience Oluchi, and with me is Evangelist Nwachukwu Emmanuel. Today, we'll be discussing the power of a transformed tongue. I give now to Evangelist Nwachukwu Emmanuel.
Praise God. Now let's go to God in prayer. Father, we thank you this evening because you're faithful. As we look into your word, let your word enlighten us. Let your word make us who you want us to be. Let your word do wonders in our life. In Jesus' name, we have prayed.
Amen. Amen.
This evening, we are looking at a very important topic, the power of a transformed tongue. Now, when we talk of a transformed tongue, let's look at where the Bible says something about that. In the book of Philippians chapter 2, verse 16, Philippians 2, verse 16, the Bible says in verse 16, it said, "Holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain." Now we can see from here, he's saying we should hold forth the word of life. It means that the word of life should be what characterizes the life and the speech and the words of a Christian. Now let's go to Colossians chapter 4, verse 6. Colossians chapter 4, in verse 6. The Bible says, "Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how to answer every man." Now our words should be seasoned with grace, and I pray and ask God tonight that God is going to transform our tongue, and our tongue will be seasoned with grace in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Now in Genesis chapter 1 from verse 3 to verse 15, Genesis chapter 1 from verse 3, we can see here that God started creation, and creation was started with God's word. In Genesis chapter 1 from verse 3 to verse 3, the Bible said, "And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness." And the Bible says in verse 5, "And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. The evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament, and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning was the second day. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear, and it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, the fruit tree yielding fruit, and after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruits, whose seed was in itself after his kind, and God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. And the Lord said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. Let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years." Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And in verse 15, and the Bible said, "And let them be for light in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and it was so." Now we can see here that God started creation, and God was positive about creation. God never created the negative part, and that's why the Bible says, "And when God said it, it was so," and God confirmed that it was good. And so we as Christians that have God in us, we should also have that attribute of God, because God made us in his image to look like him. And so therefore, whatever word come, the words and the speeches that should come out of our mouth should be what? Seasoned with grace. is to look like God. Let it be more positive than negative. We can see from the account of creation, God made man to be like him and to live like him. Man has the power to create and recreate with the power of the spoken words. God created man to look like him, as the Bible says in Genesis chapter 2 from verse 26 to 27. God created everything with his spoken word, and that is why we are to be careful with every word we utter from our tongue, because it can make or mar our life and our future. We can see in James chapter 3 from verse 5 to 13. Now, I like this passage of the scriptures because it is very practical, and as Christians, we should learn from God's word, because God's word is for correction. God's word is to exhort ourselves. God's word is to build us and to keep us aright in God's will. In the book of James chapter 3 from verse 5 to 13, I'm going to start from verse 5. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasted great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth, and the tongue is a fire. The Bible says the tongue is a fire, a word of iniquity. In verse 6, a word of iniquity, so is the tongue among our members, and it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and is so set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast, and of birds, and of serpents, and of things in the sea is tamed, and had been tamed of mankind. Because of man, God only made man to have the ability to say whatever he wills to say, but other animals are tamed, they can't speak. Now the Bible says in verse 8, but the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therefore bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Now verse 10, the Bible says, out of the same mouth proceeded blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Doth a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries? Either a vine figs, so can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of the good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. Now the Bible tells us here, he said that no man can tame the tongue. It's only God that can tame the tongue, and that's why we should seek God. And as Christians, we have Christ in us, we should look like Christ. Praise God. Now, the Bible tells us that the tongue is very little but powerful. You can see how God created the tongue. God created the head. The head is very obvious. Anybody that looks at you sees your head. God created other parts of the body. It's only the tongue that is inside. And you know how God created the body. The Bible says it's little, but it does great wonders. And that is why as Christians, we must learn to be like Christ in our speech. Jesus brought the gospel of life, the gospel of love, the gospel of hope, the gospel of freedom from sin, and we are to be like our master. In 1 Timothy 4 verse 12, 1 Timothy 4 in verse 12, the Bible says, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Now we can see here the Bible says in words and conversation. That means as Christians, we must be an example of Christ. If we say we have Christ in us, if we say Christ in us is the hope of glory, then we must have the tame tongue. We must have the transformed tongue of Christ. We can see that it is when we speak that people know if we truly are Christ-like or otherwise. Our tongue, our speech can bring people to Christ. The same tongue can take people away from Christ. And I'm praying God tonight, this evening, believing God that is going to work in our life and work in our tongue, that we'll have a transformed tongue in Jesus' name. Amen. As Christian, what should be the content of our words? Now, the Bible says, can a fountain bring out both sweet and bitter water at the same time? The answer is no. So if we are Christians, if truly we have encountered Christ, then we must be like Christ. What should be the content of our words? We as Christians should speak words of healing and health. In Proverbs 12 verse 18, Proverbs chapter 12, the Bible says in verse 18, there is that speaketh the piercing of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health. So our words must be words of healing and health. We should speak words of life. In Proverbs 15 verse 4, Proverbs 15 verse 4, the Bible says, "A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit." We can see here that our tongue should be like the tree of life. It must be seasoned with grace, where we read in the book of Colossians 4 verse 6, our words must be seasoned with grace. It must be in line with God's will. Remember Christ, when he was praying, the Bible said that he said, "Father, if it is your will, let this cup pass by." But he said, "Not my will, let your will be done." It must be in accordance with God's will. It must come out of faith and not out of fear or negativity. It must come out of faith. Christ spoke by faith. And that is why, as Christians, our words should be words of faith, not words that come out of fear and negativity. We must speak words full of positivity and claiming God's promises. Our words must be positive and must be more of claiming God's promises. What are the negative effects of words? Negative effects of words are much, but I'm going to just outline only few. The negative effects of words span from speaking carelessly to speaking negative words. The Bible says that everyone will give account of every careless word spoken. We can find that in Matthew chapter 12, verse 36. Now, what are the negative effects of words? It scares people away from salvation. In James chapter 1, verse 26. Imagine when you've told someone God is good and you tell someone that the Christ is the only way to salvation, and then the next minute you begin to curse, you begin to exchange words with people around you. Now, it scares people away from salvation. Two, it brings untold hardship and suffering. Let's look at 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9. This is a story about Jabez. His mother named him Jabez because he was born in sorrow. And you see that because of what the mother named him, his life was upside down and he was suffering. And at the end of the day, God intervened and changed his name. Look at Jacob. Jacob, from the Bible context, means supplanter. When the angel met him, the angel changed his name. And when the angel changed his name, his life changed. It gives Satan room to destroy our families and our homes, to destroy groups, to destroy organizations. Let's say when there is gossip, when there is backbiting, all these things destroys. And these are the effects of negative words. It brings disunity in the case of the Tower of Babel. In the book of Genesis 11, 1-9, God changed their tongue. And when God changed their tongue, there was disunity. And this disunity, there was no more growth. It scares the spirit of God and hinders God's move in the church. Jesus is our perfect example, and we are to follow him and live by his footsteps. That is why we are called Christians. Let's pray and ask God to help us to bridle our tongue so that we can speak edifying words in due season. I pray the Almighty God will help us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. What a great word that the Lord has brought to our way. May his name be glorified. Today's topic is very interesting one, the power of a transformed tongue. In the book of Proverbs chapter 18 verses 21, the Bible says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." The power of the tongue for life and death. Our tongue is the smaller part in our body, and it can be used as a weapon to harm or destroy, and as well as a tool to save. Our words brings life, that is built up, and can also bring death, that is cut down. Our words are to be loving words. Loving words reflect God's nature. God is love. So love is the hallmark of a believer and the perfect regulator of the tongue. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, from 1 to 3, I will just paraphrase. "Though I speak with the tongue of men, of angels, and have not charity, I become as a sounding brass, as a tinkling cymbal. Love seeks a person's internal best and tells the truth in a constructive way." We are to speak the truth in love. Ephesians 4:15 says, "But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, that we may grow up in Christ in all things, which is the head, even Christ." We are to grow more and more like Christ, who is the head of the body and the head of the church. We are to reflect Christ in our life. Remember that the Christians were first called Christians in Antioch because they were like Christ-like. That is the way we should speak like Christ, behave like him, more talk like him. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The Proverbs 10:19 says, "In the multitude of words, sin is not lacking, but he who refrains his lips is wise." So we must be conscious of what we say with our mouths. we must be conscious of what we say with our mouth. He that keepeth his tongue keepeth his life. In Psalm 141 verses 3, the Bible says, take control of what I say, O Lord, and guide my lips. Our lips need to be guided so that it speak only life. Jesus said, the word I speak to you, they are spirit, they are life. So that we can speak life to our life, speak life to people around us, speak life to our destiny. No matter the circumstances surrounding us, we should always be conscious of what we say. What we say concerning our life matters a lot. And also to speak life in other people's around us as well. In the book of Numbers 14 verses 28, the scripture says, say unto them, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as ye have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you. So it's very, very important for us to be conscious of what we say. Always say what you want to see, both in our life, both in your life, in the life of people around you, everything pertaining to your destiny, your career, and whatever you are involved in. Let's not forget that God created the heaven and the earth by the words of his mouth. That is how powerful the word is. That is how powerful it can be. In Psalm 82 verses 6, the Bible does to understand, it said, I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are the children of the Most High. So we also have the same creative ability that God has. The same ability that God has because we are gods. So if God should create heaven and earth, we can also say whatever we want to see in our life with our own mouth. So that is why we don't say things because of frustration. Like the story of Jabez in the Bible. Because the woman bear him out of pain. He caused his son, called him Jabez, because he born him out of sorrow. So we should be conscious of what we say because it is very, very important. The tongue is little but have a powerful effect in our life. So we must speak in line with God's word. And for us to speak in line with God's word, we must be children of God. We must be born again. The Spirit of Christ must live in us. Because it is the Spirit that lives in a man that controls what a man says. So for us to speak life, speak things that is positive, we must give our life to Christ. We must acknowledge the Lordship of Christ in our life. So we must speak according to the word of God. And for us to achieve that, we must give Jesus space in our life. The Bible does to understand, say in the book of Revelation, say, I stand at the door of your heart. If any man open, I will come in and I will sup with him. We must accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and our personal Savior. Then we can be like Christ, talk like him, do things that Christ will do. If you are under the sound of my voice, I want to say, Jesus, come into my life, be my Lord, be my Savior. I want you to say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for your word for me today. I believe you died for me, and on the third day you rose up again. Forgive me all my sins. Wash me by your precious blood. Accept me as your own. Remove my name from the book of death and write my name in the book of life. From today, I will serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. I pray for you. Father, Lord, I thank you for these ones. I pray that your grace that I brought them, may that same grace preserve them. Let that same grace keep them. And I seal them with the seal of the Holy Ghost in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You are under the sound of my voice and you are challenged in your health. I want you to believe God's word. The Bible says in the book of Jeremiah 30 verses 17, he said, I will restore earth unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds. I pray for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Let your health be restored in the name of Jesus Christ. Let your health be restored in the name of Jesus Christ. Let your health be restored in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree healing upon your wounds in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says in the book of Jeremiah 3 verse 6, he said, I will heal them and I will reveal unto them an abundance of health and of peace. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you receive an abundance of health, you receive an abundance of peace in your health in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You are under the sound of my voice and you are under the captivity of the enemy. The Bible says, it said, by the blood of the covenant I have set a prisoner free out of the pit wherein there is no water. I decree your freedom in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree your deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ. Because he that Jesus sets free is free indeed. Every ancestral power, every generational curse, every family pattern, whatever the enemy is accusing you of, accusing your destiny of, or your destiny is being buried, in the name of Jesus Christ, I decree you are free. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ,
amen.
I decree you are free by the blood of the covenant, the blood of Jesus that was shed on the cross of Calvary. I decree you are free in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You are free, your generation are free in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Every powers of darkness will no longer hold you down, because Jesus Christ has flouttered every ordinances that was written against you. He has nailed them on the cross of Calvary. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, any power, any covenant made unknowingly on your behalf by your forefather that is speaking against your destiny, I decree you are free today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I decree you are free today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, because Jesus set you free. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, you are delivered. You are set free. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, from every captivity of the evil one. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you, Jesus, for your healings upon your people. Thank you, Jesus, for your deliverance. Thank you, Lord, for the salvation of souls. Father, I pray this once, Lord, keep them. In the name of Jesus Christ, preserve them, protect them, oh God. The evil one will never see them. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Father, they will not turn back. The voice of the strangers, they will not hear. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. I encourage us to always study God's word, because the more we study God's word, the more like Christ we become. The Bible says in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18, it says, beholding him in a glass, we are changed into the same image, which is the image of Christ. Let's continue studying God's word. Don't deviate with God's word, and God bless us in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Hallelujah. This program, Monty Movers Arena, was brought to you by Chigozie Nwekeze Christian Foundation, that is CNE Christian Foundation, as part of our youth and children outreach program. We at CNE Christian Foundation exist to foster God's love, righteous living, prosperity in Jesus' name, in accordance to Proverbs 21:21. Please feel free to reach out to us for counseling and partnership under the following numbers: 090-6271-5171, 090-6271-5171, or 080-3208-1173, 080-3208-1173. Thank you so much for your audience, and see you at the same time next week. God bless you.